CliffCentral.com.
Boozer presenter.
Uh-huh.
She is most well known to viewers of Vuzu, and you will also remember her from MTV Bass, and she was a DJ there some time ago. She won that search. No Muzle. Hi, you gorgeous.
Cute.
Have a seat. Sit down. Sit your pretty ass down.
Hey.
You know, I don't expect people to look as glamorous as this when they come in so early in the morning.
Hey, man, I wake up like this. I can't help it. That's why I come standard with
the
package.
She's got a metallic jacket on.
Yeah, it's got a cool thing on the back as well.
What is that? It's like a face.
Yes.
It's like two eyes, a nose, and that's amazing. We got to take a picture of you with that on just now.
You got to.
Maybe you should take it off and hold it up so we can actually see it. Little red dress underneath that.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. And it's short, baby.
Super shorts.
Yeah, spring has already arrived for you. Hey?
It never left. Like, I won't lie, I don't have very many full clothes. I have jackets because obviously jackets are cool, but everything else is like shorts.
You look
crop tops. That's it.
But you know what's amazing is like people. I'm jealous of people like you. You look like you're about to appear on television at any given time. I know, but that's amazing. I sometimes just go to my cupboard in the mornings. I go, oh, I'm going to look shit no matter what I put on today.
That means you need new clothes.
Probably.
Or your clothes probably suck.
They do.
You need new clothes.
I think you're right.
I've got cool clothes. That's the thing. Like, my clothes are like cool.
How much
I'm
do you spend on clothes?
Right now.
How much do you spend on clothes?
Nothing anymore because I just started a record label. So all my money goes into there. And
so
like,
these
I get
from last
sent
season.
A lot of stuff. Yeah.
Okay.
I get sent a lot of stuff. So I'm really lucky. But I don't spend anything on clothes
now,
anymore.
Nomuzi Mabena. Mm-hmm. We call you Nomuzli on Twitter.
Yes.
You are becoming one of those up-and-coming new TV talents that people are talking about a lot. You're on Vuzu at the moment, right?
Uh-huh.
How's that working out for you?
Amazing.
Life's good.
Life is great.
Okay.
Love Vuzu.
What's your favorite part about being on television and doing the TV work?
I think especially because I'm at Vuzu, it's just a really great way to be able to tell the story. I've always been involved in like music and entertainment, which is something that I'm very, very passionate about.
Well, you're a rapper.
I'm a rapper, you know what I mean? So it's just really great to every day be able to tell the story of the things that I'm passionate about to people.
By the way, I think you're already one of the cleverest people in music. Do you want to know how?
How?
Flex tried to illegally download your song. Can't get it. You have to buy it.
You
only
place
it on
it.
iTunes.
Now, if other artists were as smart as you, they'd be rich.
Like, artists, let go of data file host. First of all, the numbers are all messed up. You think you got like 500,000, you probably got like 50.
What is data file host? What is this all about?
Data file host is like a place where people load their music to be downloaded for free. So a lot of people have done it before. Like when I was still at Cash Time, we released a lot of our music on Datafile Host. But 2016, bro, we're trying to make money.
And so your song you can only buy on iTunes?
Well, it's available across all digital stores like Google Play, Deezer,
but
Spotify.
But you've got to pay.
It was available for free exclusively on Slick On Live for 24 hours.
Mm-hmm.
But come
how did that
on.
Go?
It went very, very well. It went extremely well. But, like, if you're really, really a fan and if you really want to listen to the music, just buy it.
You see, I think that's probably the clincher for people. People will pay for something if they really want it.
Yeah, for sure.
And if you give it to them for nothing, they won't think it's valuable.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's very, very true.
That is right. Because
with that being said, my single is out across all digital stores.
Go on, give it a plug.
For sale.
Yep,
so
absolutely.
Please go out there and get it. It's called Recipe. It's really great. Produced by Weechi. You're going to love it.
Now, how does a black girl from Benoni get into the music business? How does this happen?
Well, for me, it happened through my TV world and everything. So I was working at MTV at the time, and the compiler at MTV, VG, he was also kind of doing A&R for Cash Time or whatever it is that he was doing there. And he was like, yo, Moose, have you ever thought about doing music? I was like, bruh, why are you only asking me now?
So did you know you had this talent when you were younger?
I didn't necessarily know that I had a talent to rap. Maybe if I knew I would go into music, the last thing I thought I would have been was a rapper.
Did you do slam poetry or any of that stuff?
No, I didn't. I just emceed a lot of shows and competitions where there were rappers. I listened to a lot of rap music. I don't know if that necessarily qualifies you to become a rapper, but I kind of had my head in the right space.
Because really, I don't think that rap can be taught. I don't think it's something that anyone can learn. It's got to be in you.
It has got to be in you, but it's a 10,000 hours thing. It's a skill that can be developed if you keep constantly pushing your pen. And you can really see that for me from the first single that I released, the first verse that I did on 7, which was on Kid X's song. Mm-hmm. It was very like, call me Chica de Gia. Very basic to recipe, which is like, let's be honest, I'm a problem. You were hoping you could solve it, but you can't, because it's just like,
nice.
The more you do it,
nice,
the better
flow.
You get it. Thank
That's
you.
That's it. So have you done your 10,000 hours yet? Are you working to that?
The thing is that once you get to 10,000, you like actually realize that to be as good as the people that you look up to, you have to do more.
But that's a lot of rap.
It's a lot of rap, and it's a lot, let me tell you, it's a lot of whack bars too. Like, it's a lot of whack bars, and the thing about it is that sometimes you'll get so used to writing that you'll be like, oh, what? Yes! And then you put on the mic and people are like, bruh, no.
This is not working.
No!
So who do
try
you,
again.
Whose opinion do you trust? Because there are a lot of people who just will tell you it's shitty just because they're shitty people.
Yeah. I really trust my producer and Blazin's opinion. It's very, very important to me. And he's great. He usually thinks that any idea that I have is awesome. And he's usually quite good at expanding it for me, which is something that I need. Sometimes I have an idea in my head, but I don't necessarily musically or technically know how to bring it to life. So he does that to me. My manager as well, although he's a bit of a
dick.
Cunt.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Okay. Is that bad?
No, he's not. The thing about being an artist is that, like, you know, we're sensitive about our shit. You know what I mean?
Man, and he just rolls right over
you. He's like, bruh, no, trust me. This, no. And he's not even a rapper or a producer. He's just got a great ear. So it's like, yeah. And then.
So you hate this guy, but you love him at the same time because he's helped you.
Absolutely. Yeah. That's exact.
But if he were on fire, you wouldn't necessarily throw water on him.
No, I would though. I kind of like him. I wouldn't be able to do a lot of things without him. So he's special. He can stay.
We got a question here from Mandla, who wants to know, have you and DJ Speedster ever hooked up?
Have me and DJ Speedster ever hooked up? No.
Tell the truth.
No, we haven't.
I feel like Mandla might have inside info here.
Mandla thinks he has inside info.
Maybe, yeah. Me and Speedster have been friends since like 2011. We went to the same varsity. Uh-huh. We were part of a company called 4Play Media.
Right.
So it's really great. Like, we're just those two friends. We shared our goals and ambitions at the beginning, and now we're seeing them come together. So.
All right.
You think you'll ever collaborate and do stuff together?
Well, we did a song, Don't Panic, which was really, really great. It was like one of my first songs where I was featured on my own, and it was a really awesome rap record.
I'm not talking about music.
Probably not. Like,
not
no.
Just
I love Speedy. He is such a cutie.
Yeah.
And honestly, when I'm with him on stage, it just works because the girls are like, yeah!
But you were in a very public relationship with Thomas Gourmet, huh?
I don't think it was very public. I think we were both in the public, but I don't think our relationship was public.
All right. Well, I'm reading between the lines.
And also, I wasn't as famous then as I am now, and he, by nature, he's not necessarily that he's private. He just lives himself. He lives his life for himself. So, not that people didn't know, but it's just like, yeah.
How long were you guys together?
A year and a bit.
Okay.
Yeah, we were together for.
And how long ago was that when it ended?
2-3 years ago.
Okay, so it's a long time. It's history now.
Yeah.
You still get along?
Like a house on fire.
All right.
Not too, like, we're not still fucking, if y'all think that. We're not.
I like that you get to the point.
We're not those kind of exes.
I respect that.
It's not those kinds of benefits.
You get those people, right? I mean, we all know somebody like that. We all know someone who still goes to their ex for regular action.
Yeah, I think at the beginning it's like, it's kind of tough, but it's like, 3 years later, bro, let it go.
You often get people asking if you're related to Bob Mabena.
Yes, all the time.
And what is the standard answer?
Yes.
Okay, but how close?
I would say no, but then I only call him Uncle Bob. And to me, he is like, he's my Uncle Bob. So I'm not related to him, but like...
You must be somewhere along the way.
Yeah,
right?
I'm sure way down the line, if we had a very big family reunion, I'm sure he would make it there somehow.
He'd pitch
up. But he's great. He like came and played a set at my dad's 60th birthday. he's awesome. I love him.
Now, your sister, while we're talking about relatives of yours, she's always been like a major fan and supporter of you, and she's your pillar of strength.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about the sister of yours. She sounds amazing.
Oh, my sister is the best. She was like the first driver, first stylist, first manager, first
right.
anything that I have before I even was cognizant of the fact that she was doing all
this.
This
is your older sister.
She's my older sister, 5 years older than me. We've shared a bedroom pretty much our whole lives. We still live together. She's moving soon, which is very sad.
But, what, is she leaving the country or just moving out?
She's leaving the country. She's a chef.
Wow.
So she's going to go explore her culinary.
I see why you lived with her.
Surprisingly enough, she doesn't cook.
At home?
Ever.
No.
She says we have to pay her. She's like, oh, well, how's about you just give us the wraps, kind of queen? No, exactly. So pay me. She's quite annoying. But she cooks. There's like a family thing, and my dad asks her, she will. But me and my mom, not so much.
What did you have? This is always interesting. Like, if you live with a chef and you say she doesn't cook for you, but what did you have for supper on a Sunday night? Because even rich people don't eat anything good on a Sunday night. Sunday night, they have like egg on toast or something really boring.
Well, we didn't even have dinner last night.
Oh, you're so
because
poor.
Because we were in the hood yesterday, and I had Islay. You know what Islay is, girl?
Explain to this one.
Islay is like a kota, but with slices of bread instead of like a quarter.
Instead of a whole half loaf.
Yeah, so I had that. I was quite full. And then we were getting ready to go to the club. So we were like,
on a Sunday?
We are going to eat champagne. Woo!
But on a Sunday?
Yeah, I just got home at 4. So I was stuck in traffic, but I did wake up a little bit later.
So we were wondering, because Flax, you were saying, you know, she's pitching up half an hour late for the interview. Very disrespectful.
Very. Yeah, I have to admit it. But we were launching my single out at Kong yesterday, so...
Oh, nicely done.
Forgive me. And I was doing it for all of you guys. I had to be here so early.
Say no more.
So I had to, you know what
Say
I mean?
No,
extra
not,
turn up for you guys.
I do not hold grudges. All is forgiven.
Thank you.
Now, tell me about Benoni, because it's the weirdest environment and it's produced so many stars in South Africa.
Right?
Benoni is really it's a shitty place. It's not great.
Oh, come on.
Come on.
It's not shitty.
Like, the only reason to go out of your house in Benoni is to go to the East Rand Mall, which isn't
Yes!
It's not even a reason.
Come on! It just got revamped. It's awesome now. I haven't been yet, but it looks really, really great.
Okay, but when you're a kid in Benoni, okay... Especially because people have this idea that Benoni is either poor and white or poor and black outside of the actual CBD.
Mm-hmm.
Where do you come from in Benoni? What kind of what's it really like to people like me who don't know anything about it?
It's really normal. It's
suburbia.
It's very suburban. My parents. Okay, let me not tell you my parents stay because probably won't stalk them. But like they stay in suburbia. We first started in the hood at Davidson Extension 2. My dad got a raise. We moved out the hood.
Went to
the burbs. And we're good. I went to private school. I went to the same school that Euphonic went
to. St. Dunstan's, right?
St. Dunstan's College, yes.
Did you know Euphonic? Was he too far ahead of you in the years? He had left.
I love you, Temba.
But
too old.
All right. Yes.
All right.
So it was great. I mean... The side of the city that I grew up in, we were very big on like rapping and dancing. So there were always talent shows and little competitions and stuff. That's how I got started in MCing, actually hosting those little shows.
Benoni, you got Charlize Theron.
Yeah.
Top of the acting game.
Uh-huh.
You got Princess Charlene in Monaco.
Exactly.
Top of the royal game.
Yeah.
You got actors, singers, dancers, musicians.
It's me. Lira's also from
Lira's
there.
Lira's from
my
there.
My mom taught Lira. Slicker, who does Slicker Life,
mom a
is from there. My mom is a teacher. One of the best in the game. Mema Pena, what's up?
What does she teach? Everything.
She teaches Zulu and she teaches economics.
Hmm.
Yeah, and she teaches grade 5.
That's an interesting combo. So she can teach economics in Zulu.
She probably could. I don't know if she does. But she probably could.
Wow.
She's badass like that.
Economics. Did you do okay at that kind of thing? Or were you a bit of a disappointment?
I did accounting and business. And I also did consumer studies. So kind of useless, kind of useful.
No, not at all. It sounds to me like you would know how to manage your own money.
I do.
Now, then you're...
I do. That's why I opened my own record label. Because having people trying to manage my money for me wasn't working out. So now I just got to do my own thing.
But that's very, if you can learn anything, that's probably one of the best things that you could learn.
For sure. And there really were basic skills, especially in accounting, that I learned, that like from tax to bookkeeping, that really helped me today.
And you manage all of that yourself?
We got an accountant. We got an accountant to do those things.
You know, you've got to prioritize.
Because who has
on the
time
music
to put those receipts together? And
yeah, for sure. Also, I really pride myself on just, like, even things like doing my makeup. Yes, I can do it, but I'd rather have a makeup artist do it because I'm not a makeup artist.
And that way you also create employment.
Exactly.
Now, why should you do everything yourself?
For sure.
Now, what about this idea that someone... Flax, how did it come about that Nomuzi's been accused of being in the Illuminati?
Legit, you Google your name and it says you and Loot Love have been accused of being in the Illuminati. Yeah.
Do you know about this?
Yeah.
Are you in the Illuminati? Do you want to tell us the
Fuck
story?
Fuck yeah, bro. Totally Illuminati.
All right, so how do you get in? Because Mabale and I have been on the outside trying for the longest time.
We're not
time.
Cool enough to be allowed in.
You have to make a big public. So what I did is I lost publicly the live presenter search.
Oh.
So you had to sacrifice and get publicly shamed so that you could get further unlocked.
Okay.
Yeah. I think that's how they said it. I don't really remember.
Do you guys get invited to special meetings and things? And
oh, yeah.
You're told about who controls the world, really?
Yeah. We got the Beyonce album.
Right. Before we did.
It's all to us. Yeah. Like, we've been having it.
I hate you for that.
Quest is also in it. I don't know if you guys know.
No, I didn't.
I didn't know Quest. But Quest is very powerful. You know, so
Quest is in it,
surprised.
AKA and my E are also in it.
Oh, you see.
Yeah.
Are we not talking about...
what?
Mabala Music.
No.
Are you sure?
They could be part of it, too.
They could be.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think of that whole controversy, by the way?
Hey, man, make your money. Get your money, boo-boo. Get your 5 million, boo-boo.
Do you reckon they were getting 5 million?
Probably not. I don't know. What's the return on investment?
You,
or
didn't, get
like
any,
that?
You didn't get any.
No,
jobs.
I didn't. But after I left Cash Time, you will not believe the wildest people were trying to sign me. Like, people who have nothing to do with music. They were just like, yo, you just look like a ticket. So I'll invest in you. But nah, just decided not
to. There are a lot of people who want to be involved in music that have no idea, right?
Yeah.
It's a glamorous business.
It is a glamorous business. But I think... if they really are going that big, especially in Mabala, I would presume that they've got their thing sorted out. And also, I trust artists like Ricky Rick and Nasty C and Major League to not make stupid decisions, you know what I mean? Or maybe that's just me being too much of a fan. But, hey, get your money, boo-boo. Get your money.
Right. Nothing wrong with that. Who's going to criticize you for trying to earn a living?
Exactly.
And if someone's dumb enough to pay you $5 million for a show...
right?
Take it.
Well, I mean... why not?
Who's going to say no?
Unless you have to do something really crazy to pay them back.
Let's ask all these people who criticize. If they were offered $5 million to do a performance.
That's what I always say. Like,
you agree, Mav?
Especially for me, I'm always like, especially because I've got my own label, I'm like, yo, I'm never going to sell out. Like, you know, I really pride myself on sticking to my guns. But if the $5 million was right there.
They'd probably
like
give it to
right
you.
There?
They'd probably bring you a briefcase of cash.
Well, you see, everyone has a price, which is what we've always said.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I don't know that I would have declined a 5 million rand payout.
But
like
then
that.
Again, they didn't get 5 million, right? That's okay. The story, and they stick into it. So.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about your parents for a second, because they must watch you on TV.
Yes.
And do you ever go home and then... you talk to them about it? Do they give you feedback? Do they say maybe that dress was too short? Maybe you shouldn't have said that. Maybe you shouldn't be so controversial. You shouldn't have said the C word on clipcentral.com that morning. What did they ever give you feedback?
My dad, not so much. He really thinks I talk fast. So he's just like, I don't really know what you're really saying. And plus the things we're talking about are just so like... dabbing and Ricky Rick and what? Come
on.
He doesn't understand. You see, for me, he's like, my baby, do your thing. Proud of you. My mom, on the other hand, she is like, yo, my mom, shwashri, the day my mom finds you, it's over for you. Like, she gonna kill you. My mom is super about it. Like, she'll tell me about it and ask me about things before I even really know what's happening.
Uh-oh.
She's involved like
so that. She's like your, she's essentially your press department.
She is.
And she will be fielding calls long before you even know there are calls.
Pretty much, yeah. Wow.
What's the worst thing you've ever heard about yourself in the media?
The worst thing I've ever heard about
whether it was true
myself.
Or not, but the worst thing that just you thought, oh, I need this to be said. What bothered you the most, even if it wasn't a horrible thing?
I don't know. I don't really get a lot of shit. I don't let this stuff really get to me that much.
Well, it'll come, trust
and
me.
Also, like, I've really mastered the skill of moving on.
Yeah, but the more successful you are, the more people are going to want to tear you down. It just, yeah, it's how it works.
It really is. I mean, I remember when I first came in the industry, I was like, what? What are people complaining about? This is so great. Everybody thinks I'm so cool. Everybody just shows me love. What? High fives on the street. I'm the coolest chick in town.
Yeah.
And just as you start to do more and become more successful, mm-hmm. you see those people start to come out and like the nastiness really start to, you know, show itself. So I feel you on that one. And I think that's why I have learned to just let things go, because people say, I mean, Illuminati, mm-hmm. as if we didn't work hard for our success. Yeah. People say, I think after Cash Time, especially, like there were a lot of things that were said about me and my direction and the way I was just like, y'all must be, give me whatever you're smoking, because I think it would really make my day.
All right, at Nomuzli, mm-hmm. I'm afraid you arrived so goddamn late that we've run out of time.
I have to make it up to you. You know, I'm always, like, the last time I came here to Cap Show, I was late, and I promised him I was going to come with, like, Pearl Tusi and Boyty and everybody, but then Pearl left to go overseas.
Pearl's in New York still.
Exactly, so I couldn't do that.
Didn't you love, I mean, I saw her yesterday. One of the things I got to do yesterday, I got to watch a little bit of the highlights of that, what's that thing called? Where they do the lip sync
battle.
Yeah. Mm. And she hosts the show.
Uh-huh.
She's really good.
She is.
I mean, as a TV professional, what's your critique on Pearl on that show?
I think that she's just got a great spirit, you know what I mean? And also just the combination, seeing the world collide between Nigeria, Dibange, and South Africa, and Pearl. It's kind of like being in the VIP area of the club.
Right.
Hot yellow bone South African trick, Nigerian man. But, you know, you get to see them being functional and progressive. I think it's really, really great.
That's
man.
Magic.
Shout out to them.
Absolutely. I'm a big fan.
Yeah.
All right. Well, listen. Nomuzi, very nice to have you here. Thank you for coming to Paint That School with us the other day.
Oh, my gosh. It was so fun. We have to do it again.
It was cool.
We have to do it again.
And, you know, it was all part of Mandela Day and all the rest, but you gave of your time, so we appreciated you being there.
And I would do anything for Ari.
He's awesome. Cool, huh?
Please keep him forever.
No, we'll look after him.
He's really, really great.
You're right.
I love him.
All right, honey. We love you. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Everybody, Nomuzi Mabena, a member of the Illuminati, with us this morning. Making sure that she rubs our nose in the fact that she's connected to the Illuminati.
And
she's
the
successful.
Of us are not.
Thank you.
You know this is going to be popping off on Times Live.
Damn straight.
Like plus minus 5 minutes.
Well, they get all their material from what we talk about. So you know it's true. CliffCentral.com.